haven't been here.
Why?
Well, I'll try to clear.
His nose twitched. I always know he's lying.
Oh, it's pretty, yes.
This is The Couple Next Door, script number 140 for broadcast Friday, July 11 at 2:30. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, bedtime, dear. Get undressed.
All right, Mommy. Come on, Daddy.
Oh, you want me to put you to bed tonight? Okay, I'll be right up, honey.
Aren't you going to get undressed, too?
No? Well, no, darling. It's not my bedtime.
Well, you promised, dear.
Promise what?
Oh, come on. Now, Betsy's been looking forward to it all day.
We're going to sleep in the tent tonight, Daddy, in the backyard.
Oh, I hope she's forgotten about it.
Forgotten, that's all she's thought of, dear.
Look, darling, it'd be much more fun to have one of your little friends sleep out there with you.
I asked some of them, and they didn't want to.
Why?
They said they were scared.
Oh, honey, that's nonsense. Scared of what?
I don't know.
What is there to be scared of? Mommy and Daddy would be right in the house here. There's nothing more wonderful than sleeping outdoors.
Well, then come on, let's do it.
You walk right into that one, dear.
Yeah.
Come on, Daddy.
You did promise, dear. Now, go on.
I know. I want to. It's just that... Well, the paper said rain again tonight.
No, it didn't, Daddy. I read it. Here, right on the top of the front page. Sunny and warm today and sunny and warm tomorrow.
You know, it seems to me they're teaching kids to read awfully early these days. Seems like only yesterday she couldn't even talk.
Go get undressed, Betsy. And wear your bathrobe and slippers outdoors and be sure and clean your teeth, too. And I want you to...
All right, Mommy. Come on, Daddy.
Oh, golly, I probably won't sleep all night on that hard ground.
I put quite a few blankets down the patio.
I got an important day ahead of me at the office. I'll be dead tired.
Be sure and take out the flashlight.
You know, my back's been bothering me again. Probably the worst thing I can do, sleeping on the ground.
Darling, you did promise her. And you bought the tent. Now, why don't you at least get in the spirit of it and have fun, huh?
All right, okay.
Come on, Daddy.
For brighter, gayer Saturdays, make a resolution to listen to CBS Radio, where you'll find all the variety that spices life every Saturday in the year. Variety's the keynote of the Galen Drake Show, combining tuneful entertainment with the warm and witty conversations of Galen Drake himself. Specialist extraordinary on everything under the sun. You get a bigger kick out of your Saturdays when you join Galen and his talented gang every week over most of these same stations. Oh, and speaking of big kicks, there are two other top-flight variety shows you'll enjoy every Saturday here at the Star's Address. First, a full hour of fun with witty Robert Q. Lewis as guide and mentor. And then CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall comes your way on most of these same stations. With Amos and Andy in the driver's seat, you never know what zany turn events will take next. If you're looking ahead to a wonderful weekend, you can't do better than include Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Galen Drake right in your Saturday plans.
Now, are you two going to be all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Here's a citronelle. Now, you may be needing it for mosquitoes.
Daddy, let's pretend we're Indians. You be the big chief, Mommy can be the squaw, and I'll be the little cuckoo.
All right, honey. All right. Big chief can't seem to get his feet tucked in here.
Well, does big chief think his wigwam's going to hold up? This pole looks wobbly.
No, you? No. That's okay. All right.
Well, the squaw will go back in the house, then. I'll leave the back door open. I think I'll probably go to bed early, too. Have a good night's sleep, little papoose. You too, Big Chief.
Ugh.
Good night, dear. See you two in the morning.
All right. Oh, well. There we are. Isn't it fun, little papoose?
Yes, Big Chief.
You know something? There used to be Indians living right here. Probably on this very spot.
There were?
Sure, Indians all over America.
They may have had a wigwam right here in what is now our backyard. Think of that. Don't you remember when Daddy found that arrowhead when I was spading the garden?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mighty hunters went out and killed buffalo and deer. And they came home and the squaws had the campfires going. And they cooked their meat and they made their wigwams and their clothes and their shoes right out of the skins of the animals they killed. Isn't that interesting?
Daddy, Mary Lou's cat had 3 kittens.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I'm telling you about the Indians.
Well, I wanted to tell you about Mary Lou's cat.
Well, I think maybe we'd better just go to sleep. Yes. You warm enough? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, you go to sleep then.
I can't sleep. I'm wide awake.
Well, you just close your eyes and try to sleep anyhow. Now, good night. Now, I am telling you, for the last time, you go to sleep.
I want a drink of water.
I have gotten you 2 drinks of water, and that's enough.
I'm hungry.
You had a cracker, and you got the crumbs all over, I might add. What is the matter with you now?
It's dark.
Well, of course it's dark.
I'm scared.
Oh, look, there is nothing to be scared of. Anyhow, Daddy's right here.
I think I'll go in the house and sleep, Daddy.
You will stay right here. Now, look, you wanted to sleep outdoors. You begged and begged for a tent. So Daddy got your tent. Now, we are sleeping outdoors.
Maybe the Indians will come back.
The Indians are not coming back, for Pete's sake. Now, lie down here. Let Daddy cover you up. There. Now, look, I am right here. Now, please, darling, go to sleep.
Daddy, something's outside the tent.
No. Now,
maybe it's an Indian.
It is not an Indian. Hello? Hello? Somebody out there? Hey.
Maybe it's a skunk.
What? Get back. Wait a minute. Let me close the flap.
No, it's all right. It's just Brownie.
Huh? Oh. No, Brownie. Now, Brownie, you stay out of there. Stay out. That's the boy. Now, go on.
Oh, let him come in, Daddy. Please.
No, darling. Now, look, we cannot sleep with that dog in here.
Oh, please, Daddy. Please.
Oh, no, I have. All right. Come on, you mutt. Now lie down. Lie down, darn it. I'm drooling all over the place. Brownie, will you put your head over there, not on my pillow, for Pete's sake. Oh, must you pant like that?
She's hot.
Oh, boy, this is going to be some nut. Yes, darling. Now, Betsy, I want you to go to sleep. Look, dear, it is 11 o'clock. Mommy's going to bed. The house is dark. The whole neighborhood is quiet now. Will you go to sleep, please?
What's the noise?
Crickets.
What are they doing?
Chirping.
Huh?
They're chirping.
What's chirping?
They're singing. Now, go to sleep.
That's singing?
Well, it's crickets singing. Now, will you go to sleep?
What are they singing?
I don't know what they're singing. They're saying goodnight to each other, probably.
They sing funny, don't they?
Well, it's called chirping. They rub their back legs together, and the vibrations make that sound.
They do what?
They rub their back legs together.
They rub their back legs together?
Yes.
And it makes that music?
Yes.
Sounds like fun. I wish I was a cricket.
I wish you were, too.
What?
Oh, Betsy, honey, will you go to sleep, please? Will you...
Well, how many legs does a cricket have, Daddy? Can he make music with his other legs?
I don't know how many legs a cricket has, and I don't know what he does with them. I do know that if you don't lie down and go to sleep, I'm going to turn you over my knee. Well, I've had just about enough of it. Now, you stop that. Now, just stop it.
I hate you!
And I'm not very fond of you right now, either.
Well,
Kevin,
guess what's going on
over
there?
Well...
What did you do?
Will you stop that? Now, stop it. Stop it this instant. I didn't do anything to her yet. I just don't happen to know how many legs a cricket has and how he makes music.
How what?
How a cricket makes music.
He rubs his wings together, doesn't he?
No, I don't think he does. I don't think a cricket has wings.
Oh, yes, I think it does, dear, doesn't
it? Well, do you care? I mean, do you really care?
What's the matter with you?
Well, Betsy won't go to sleep.
Think you both better come in the house.
house. I want to go in the house.
You are staying right here. You wanted to sleep outdoors. I paid $30 for this tent, and we are sleeping outdoors.
Beautiful morning. Any milk today?
Good morning, Mr. Healy. I'm sorry, I just woke up. I heard the milk truck. I ran down. Yes, 3 quarts, please, and some whipping cream.
Quite a little thunderstorm we had there about 4 o'clock. Turned out nice today, though.
Thunderstorm? I didn't even hear it. I was so tired. Oh, my goodness, my husband and little girl slept out in the tent.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Oh! Betsy! Oh, the tent fell down there under there. Help me, Mr. Healy, will you?
All right, take it easy. Now, take it easy. Let me lift it. Let me lift it.
Betsy, are you two in there, dear? Dear, what's the matter with you? Wake up. The tent fell down, dear.
Wake up.
Get up. Help me lift it off. And where is Betsy?
Huh?
Where is Betsy?
She's right here, isn't she?
No. Oh, my poor baby.
No. She probably woke up and went into the house.
No, she's not in her bed. I was just in her room upstairs. I told you she was too little to sleep outdoors, but
wait a minute, will you? I am so dead tired.
No, you had to go and buy a tent.
Doesn't look as though you put it right, either. Shouldn't have fallen down, even in a storm like that one last night.
What storm? What? Oh, my bones.
Crawl out from that mess, please, and help me find Betsy.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. There's no doubt about it. People are more interesting than anybody. The troubles they get into, their fears, their dangers, their achievements, that's the stuff of which drama is made. You can enjoy some especially good examples of it with a couple of shows heard every Saturday here on CBS Radio. One of them takes you back in time to acquaint you with some very real people of the Old West. Men, women, and children with the same kind of hopes and fears that we have today. That show is Gunsmoke, the most widely acclaimed of all Western dramas. You can hear it every Saturday over most of these same stations. The other Saturday drama we'd like to recommend introduces you to an even wider variety of people, all the varied characters who move in and out of a great city hospital. You'll meet doctors and nurses and orderlies, as well as the patients, all of them facing crises of one kind or another, crises that are full of interest and suspense. Get acquainted with some of them yourself tomorrow, right here on CBS Radio.
All right, now just calm down. Thank heavens we found her.
Boy, look at her, sleeping peacefully on the sofa.
Yeah. Glad you found her. Well, I'll be on my way.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Healy. Get the bottles. Now, dear, please be quiet. Let her sleep.
Look, she's the one who wanted to sleep outdoors, and she waltzes in the house and leaves me out there all alone. I got at least 2,000 mosquito bites. That dog slept on my neck all night long. I hardly slept at all. I ache in every joint. She wanted a tent.
I said she was too young yet, dear.
She's right. I didn't get my kid one till she was nearly 10.
Look, she begged me for one. You know, I don't mean to be rude, but who in Sam Hill are you?
The milkman, dear, Mr. Healy.
Milkman? What happened to Mr. Wright?
He's on vacation.
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Healy.
Excuse my pajamas.
How do you do? That's all right,
Healy. You better get dressed, dear. Now, I think I want some cottage cheese, too, Mr. Healy. I have some bottles out here for you.
Oh, good morning, Mommy. Good morning, Jim.
Well, you're a fine one, leaving your poor father out there in a rainstorm.
I tried to wake you, Daddy, but I couldn't.
Oh, well. Maybe I got some sleep after all. Anyhow, sleeping in a tent's all very well, but I'm too old and you're too young.
Oh, no, Daddy. I thought it was fun. Let's do it again, please.
I thought you didn't like it at all.
I loved it. And you're not too old, Daddy. You're my big Indian chief.
Oh, Kelly, you women, you learn early. Just throw the man a little flattery.
I don't know what you mean.
The heck you don't. All right. We'll sleep out there some more after Daddy buys some air mattresses for the wigwam.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Joe Julian and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Smith inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.